Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Happy New Year, my dear followers. This is Evans Lamb. I just want to do a quick recap of our market 2025. The Dow has been up 14, the SP 16.5, the NASDAQ is up 20%. And then more importantly is the Mag 7, which is the technology-driven seven companies, up 23%. So the message is very clear that Mag 7 accounted for 46% of the market valuation. So if you invest in Mag 7, you're going to have great performance. Otherwise, you will miss out big time. And that's why there's also the difference between the Dow at 13 and also the NASDAQ at 20%. Now, the market basically has been full of volatility, especially since April, the Trump tariff. And yet, throughout the past 9 months, the market practitioners has been getting very sophisticated. The traders and also a lot of individual investors, they are betting on tacos. Trump will always chicken out. So within that, they always kind of buy low and trade on the news. Once they hear any negative announcement from Trump, they figure out that at some point he will chicken out and the market will recover. So within that strategy, a lot of institutional investors and even individual investors make good money. Then the question is that, is the market expensive? Right now, at year end, the market is trading at 22 times the forward multiple, PE earning multiple. Now, that is historically very high. If you look at the last 30 years, the average is 17 times. If you look at the highest point is before the internet bubble, that was March 2000, and the market was trading at 25 times multiple. So you look back, you say, well, from the PE, it is very expensive, the market. And yet, the market, you can argue, is well supported by the earnings. Because if you look at the last 30 years, the earning growth, earning per share among the S&P 500 companies is only 7.3%. And yet, for the last 5 years, earning per share has been up close to 12% a year over the last 5 years. So that is why you can argue both ways. But the key to me is that it is the upside on the market is only two reasons. Number one is the AI revolution, that either you believe in the AI that will carry out the day with all the, you know, the new technology and the application of the AI revolution. So that is the major factor. The second factor is a FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. Everyone has to get in. They basically ignore the level. So the question is that for 2026, will the AI revolution, the AI excitement continues? And that will be, we'll talk about it on our 2026 outlook.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer. to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.